News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, what a thrill to be back with you. Absolutely thrilled. Love a Monday. Oh, gosh. Love a Monday. Go ahead and get it fired up. 704-570-1110. That's the phone number if you want to talk with voices. Also, the number if you want to text. WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Thank you to them. Thank you, Liberty Buick GMC, for sponsoring the WBT text line where people write in and tell me how much I suck. I really appreciate it. Okay. So yesterday I'm doing what I normally do around the house on a Sunday afternoon. You know what that is? Chilling. That's what? Chilling. So I was chilling and I get this alert on my phone. Now, I'm not bragging or anything, but ever since I done backed into the radio business, I've become a man of above average means. So I've got one of those phones that you can walk around with and get things on the internet and stuff. I've got one of those. They call it a smartphone. So I got an alert on that. I was in the bedroom piddling, and I came outside into the living room, and I says to my wife, I said, Jody. She said, I know, active shooter at South Carolina. That's what we call South Carolina, University of South Carolina, South Carolina. Don't ever call it USC, because that's the University of Southern California. But I digress. Of course, we get, you know, shock face, you know, looking for details, seeing things on the social media where people are saying, I'm close to campus and I can hear the gunshots. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then the crawl thing on the screen said, active shooter reported, still investigating to confirm. So I'm like, okay, well, they don't even know if there's a shooter, but they originally are saying active shooter. What is going on here? So come to find out, they get the all clear after doing the investigation. And I'm sure you've heard this by now, but it does have a twist to it on my end. It seems that some people saw a young man walking on the campus with an umbrella that looked like a rifle. And I guess in the blurry picture that they've shown from security cameras and whatnot, it could look like a rifle. But it was an umbrella, a.k.a. a parasol. So it wasn't long after that good news was released that I got a direct message from one of the 11 listeners. They said something along the lines of, you were right, TJ. Young people don't even know what an umbrella looks like. Because you remember a couple of weeks ago when I learned all of the baby boomers and Gen Xers, I learned you about how millennials and Gen Z don't believe in umbrellas. They'd rather get soaked in the rain than to have an umbrella because it's uncool. So now they don't even know what one looks like. They think it's a gun. Now, I'm wondering how that young man had an umbrella. I guess he's probably one of the nerds at school. He's probably one of the high achievers, right? He was out doing stuff on Sunday on campus, looked like he had a book bag with him, doing his studies. He was one of the smarter ones. He's part of the smart class at South Carolina. Why? Because he has sense enough to carry an umbrella if it looks like it's going to rain or if there are reports of rain in the area. Duh. Now, when I told everybody that last week or 2 weeks ago that the young people don't carry umbrellas and they think that they're not cool, I know y'all were skeptical. Like, no, that can't be. There can't be two generations of Americans who are that dumb that would rather walk in the rain and get soaked than to carry an umbrella. And then I had to prove it right here in this, the TJ Ritchie studio at WBT with 23-year-old Isaac. Are you 24?
24.
24-year-old Isaac would rather walk in the rain, he admitted, than to carry an umbrella. You don't even own one, do you?
Never have.
Never has. So, that's why we get false reports of somebody carrying a rifle on campus when it's just actually, one of the better umbrellas, the golf umbrella that gives you more coverage. I have a plethora of umbrellas. Again, since I backed into radio, I've become a man of above average means, so I can have a couple of, or several different styles of umbrella. I know the average citizen can't afford that, but I've been blessed. I even have one of those upside-down umbrellas that when I close it, getting in my truck, it goes upside down, and then I can just dump the water out of it rather than have it dumped down on me. It's a smart umbrella. But at this point, with younger people, any umbrella would be a smart umbrella because they're proving themselves to be idiots. Wet idiots. Smelling like dogs that have been caught in the rain. Hmm. Lonnie, you think white girls' hair smells like a dog when they get wet? A lot of people believe that. A lot of black people believe that.
No. Speaking, my girlfriend is a white girl, so
she is.
Yeah. No.
But people do say that, don't they?
Yeah, they
black
do.
People say that.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, you don't want to say it. Even if you believed it, you wouldn't be able to say it. Just try to convince her to make sure she dries her hair before she comes out of the shower to bed. Get that hair all the way dry, girl.
Your hair smells like coconut honey, if you believe me. if you're listening.
All right. So we got a lot of stuff to do tonight. Actually, I don't want to gloss over this and be silly around it, but thank God there was no shooter at the University of South Carolina. There was one in Arkansas reports today at the University of Arkansas. I haven't seen much on that, so hopefully that was a hoax as well. All right. Hang on. We get to all of the big-time stuff coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Yep. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hey, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the show, giving me a chance to inform and entertain you. Let me entertain you. Hold on, I'm trying to get those those texts brought up here. See who cussed me out first tonight. Sometimes I don't even want to look. It just breaks my spirit, messes up my vibe. Okay, I'm just going to get right into this because I know that many of our people, when I say our people, I mean the conservative-minded people, the great Americans, the Americans who love America and all of that, my people. I know that so many of you are wrapped up in this Cracker Barrel thing. Now, I get it. I get it. We have a choice as to where we want to spend our money. And I'm not telling you to go to Cracker Barrel that it's not all that bad. I'm not telling you that. I'm just telling you, I don't see the hysteria in it. I get it. I get it. I really do. Don't turn on me. Because I'm with you. You know, I'm here. I'm the green-eyed patriot. I got it. I am Mr. Stop spending money at places you don't agree with. That's me. But now the Cracker Barrel has admitted that they, quote, could have done a better job, end quote, with the logo redesign, assuring customers that the beloved Uncle Herschel mascot, quote, will still be on the menu, end of quote. Okay, so they took old white man off the sign. That's when I first said, oh, wait a minute, this is more than just remodeling or redecorating. This has got some woke in it because they're taking the, you know, you can't have an old white man as your company's logo without it being threatening to people, according to, you know, the liberal mindset. So now they've said that the stocks in Cracker Barrel have plummeted since the new logo. They call the man in the picture Uncle Herschel. And even a former designer for Cracker Barrel called the new modern corporate aesthetic, quote unquote, brand suicide. All right. Steak and Shake has gotten involved because they're throwing shade at them on social media. And that's funny. Throwing shade is what the kids say when they say that you're criticizing something. Now, this new CEO, the quote-unquote woke woman, and she looks like she is. She looks like a big lib. You know, she initially told the news sources, like ABC News, she was on with Michael Strahan. People like what we're doing. Cracker Barrel needs to feel like the Cracker Barrel for today and for tomorrow. The things that you love are still there. We need people to choose us, and we want people to choose us. And we want people to choose. Okay. That's not a good sentence. But the company appeared to change their tune with the release of a statement Monday titled, Our Promise to You. All right. So they're not going to come out and say, We're gonna put the logo back the way it was. They just say that Uncle Herschel is gonna be featured on the menu. Like they're bringing back Uncle Herschel's favorite breakfast platter. He's also gonna be featured on the road signs. You inbred hicks is what she wants to say. Because you know she hates having to come out and do this. Where do they get to the important part here? The country-themed restaurant went on to say that they always have, quote, heritage at heart and take that responsibility very seriously. We know we won't always get everything right the first time, but we'll keep testing, learning, and listening to our guests and employees. And then there is a political commentator, conservative influencer named Rogan O'Hanley, goes by DC Drano on social media. He said that if you post something on Cracker Barrel's Instagram, that they and you mention DEI, it doesn't show up for people to see that you commented. It gets stricken, is what he said. So they know that they don't want to mess with any of that, because that's what the big complaints were. He said a few years ago, Cracker Barrel started incorporating the racist DEI policies. And then there's a guy named Robbie Starbuck. He's pretty famous on the social medias. He says, meet Gilbert Davila, one of the board members for Cracker Barrel. He led a DEI strategy firm since 2010, and he was a VP working on diversity at Disney. So he also pushes for DEI in advertisements now. So this is where all of it's coming from, obviously. And I get it. I get it. If they apologize and go back and say, all right, I don't see that they would do this, but come back and go, we're dropping all the DEI stuff like we're supposed to by law, and we're putting old white man back on the sign, putting up the junk and the, you know, looks like it came out of that show American Pickers, somebody's barn. We're putting all that back up, and we apologize. Are you then going to go back? See, it's not a big deal to me, you know, because I don't eat a Cracker Barrel very often, you know, because I'm getting so skinty, you know, being a health nut and all. But the one thing that I did fail to mention that I think is the most important thing about this entire controversy is not only are they keeping the peg game on the tables, but you need to know that your favorite host, the Green-Eyed Patriot, can solve that pegboard thing every single time and leave it with just one peg in it, which is genius level. That's the most important. And I don't see that reported in any of these damn stories across the nation. I didn't see Robbie Starbuck posting about that. I didn't see this DC Drano. I hadn't seen Sean Hannity say anything about it. I haven't seen Gutfeld or any of those people. Waters. They leave out the main fact of the whole thing, which is that I can solve the pegboard game every single time. They don't even know. And I bet it's because they're jealous. You know, Sean Hannity's supposed to be so smart. I bet he can't do it. He probably can't do it one time. I'll challenge them all. Any conservative host at any level, even Mark Levin, who's the most brilliant of all of them, sit down with me and go peg for peg, and I will smoke every one of you. But they won't accept the challenge. Why? Well, one, they have no idea who I am. And two, they know I would smoke them. They don't want to get embarrassed. Okay. We have some sound bites for you, some audio clips that just prove again, without a shadow of a doubt, that liberal women are the biggest problem that this country faces. I'm convinced of it now. liberal women cause more problems and obstacles in this country to liberty and freedom than any other group. So we'll explain that coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Also get it at TJRitchie.com. TJ spelled TJ and then Ritchie spelled RITCHIE.com. You can get this show podcast. You get the morning show that I do with my partner Riggins, the podcast I do with my other partner, my wife Jody, all kinds of things. Oh, just a plethora of entertainment, all by attractive people. We don't hire no uggos at the TJ Ritchie Company. Did I just hear Lonnie Ray use the phrase "cut of your jib"? Did I hear that correctly?
You did. You heard that correctly. Yep.
You, sir, have moxie.
Thank you, sir.
I feel like I ought to be riding around on one of those giant tricycles in some knickers. I really like the cut of your jib, sir. Ooh. All right. I'm continuing my crusade to get liberal women deported. I'm sorry. Even if they were born in U.S. America. I'm joking, obviously. But I do wish liberal women would just settle down, simmer down, and stop being so hysterical and so annoying. And get out of the way, please, before you get hurt. Here's a prime example. This is a woman who has walked up on some ICE agents serving a warrant on an illegal alien criminal, and she's getting all in their way. And they're being very patient with her. I mean, listen to this lunatic.
That's great.
You're on video.
Shame on all of you. Okay. Shame on every single one of you.
You're going on private property.
No, this is not. No, you don't have a warrant. You don't have a warrant. You don't belong here. Show me. Show me. Show me your warrant. Every single one of you is ICE. Show me your warrant.
All right, hold on a second. All right, so do you hear the arrogance in this woman? She has nothing to do with this except seeing the ICE agents doing their job. And she's demanding that a warrant be shown to her. But, okay, let me pull that. Hey, everybody stop what you're doing. This crazy lady wants to see our warrant to make sure that we're okay to be doing what we were ordered to do by the President of the United States to enforce federal law. So, okay. Hang on just a minute, sweet girl, and we'll get that warrant for you. And in the meantime, you go tell everybody else in this neighborhood to run if they're an illegal alien criminal. Go tell them to get away while they can, while we're waiting to get your approval as to whether or not we can do what we've been ordered to do. Okay, continue.
Shame, stay in your house. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, he's not okay. He's under arrest.
Whoever's in the house, do not open the door. Whoever's in the house, do not open the door.
Hey,
they're not entitled to your private spaces. These people are thugs. They're abductors. Shame.
You
sorry, man.
You were arrested
I'm so
already.
Sorry. Yes, I'm happy
again.
To. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're fascist. Shame on you.
Get out of here.
Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on all of you.
Yep.
Shame on every single one of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Immigration Customs Enforcement is in the neighborhood.
Knows. Everybody already knows.
Stay home. Do not open your door. Shame.
Okay. Okay. That's, I can't take it anymore. Ugh. Woo. Now, it sounds to me like they said, do you want to get, you've been arrested before. Do you want to get arrested again? And it sounds like she admits to, yeah, I've been arrested, you know, and they're trying to give her a break. They're trying to go on about their business. They're trying, just, lady, carry your crazy out of here. Just get out of the way. And you're not going to go to jail again. But if you keep trying to mess with us and interfere, you're going to go back to jail. But you see, if she's been arrested and then put right back out, she's fine, whatever. Somebody like that that is interfering with federal officers, federal agents, I mean, you need to go to jail and you need to stay there until you decide, hey, wait a minute, y'all, hey, let me out. I get it now. I don't want to be in here. I don't want to be in here with these same people that I feel like I'm gaining moral authority by trying to free, because I've already been threatened. Everything has been taken from me. They took my draws. I got a black eye where they bash me up against the bars. I've learned my lesson. I need to get out of here. I won't do it again. I promise. But we have become so accustomed in this country to not enforcing the law to the fullest extent. You see, the commucrats have been so soft on crime and crime policies, especially when it comes to immigration. The policies for immigration crimes have been overlooked and not enforced for so long by either party that now when you go back and just try to enforce the laws that have always been on the books, people just go into a tizzy. Just, oh my God, you're abducting people. Show me your warrant. Show you. We can't pick and choose the crimes that we enforce, or you can't pick and choose the crimes that you obey without the risk of getting caught and going to penitentiary. This lady need to go to penitentiary. Now, what you think would happen, let's say, in the early 80s, Reagan administration, if he had ordered federal agents to go out and conduct apprehensions, and people from that live in the neighborhood where the apprehensions are taking place ran up on agents like that, cussed at them, kept getting in their way when they said get out of the way, or the way these protesters come after them and all of that stuff, do you think that they would just be, you know, pushed along, say, get out of here, go? No. They would have been taken to jail and kept there until they learned a lesson. But the Democrats have put such an assault on law enforcement for so many years that people have just become accustomed to not enforcing all the laws. If there is a law, it should be enforced. If you don't like the law, get your representatives to change the law. As simple as that. But in the meantime, then get out of the way. Laws are going to be enforced. And we need to enforce as many of them as we can while we still have control, while the good guys, the smart people, still are in control. And the bratty children, like this lady, have no power. just a petulant child who need to what? Go to penitentiary. That's what. Hang on, more coming up.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
My name is Travis Crawford. When I was a kid, I remember thinking power failures were kind of cool. Suddenly, we went back in time to a world without technology. No lights, no TV. The family gathered around some candles we found in a drawer. It was like a little adventure. When you grow up and have a family of your own to worry about, that novelty wears thin pretty quick. Having no AC and a Charlotte heat wave isn't so much an...
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hit me hard, huh? Okay. Attention. I'll say it in a nice way. I'll refer to you as my biggest critics. Attention, critics. Get ready for your heads to just explode. Because I'm about to lay something on you that is really heavy. Really heavy. And your 11 listeners that support me, you're going to love it. And you're going to know exactly why this happened the way it has happened. So it seems that nationwide, the Democrats are not doing that well when it comes to getting people to come back to their side, especially men, masculine men. And there is a guy named Harry Enten, I think is how you pronounce his name. He's on CNN. He's about the only good thing besides Scott Jennings that's on CNN. And he does the polls and the statistics and all of that stuff. So I want to just play for you what he says about the Republican voter registration as opposed to the Democrat voter registration. Listen.
The Democratic brand right now has about the appeal with the American voter as the Cracker Barrel rebrand has with the American consumers. Bad, bad, bad. What are you doing? Oh, my goodness gracious. What are we talking about here in terms of big party registration changes in the key swing states? Let's look at the key four swing states that, in fact, do keep track of registration by party. Look, the Republican Party is in their best position at this point in the cycle since at least 2005 in all four of these key battleground states. We go out to the Southwest, Arizona. How about Nevada? Republicans haven't done this well since 2005. Oh, my goodness gracious, at this point in the cycle. North Carolina, I couldn't find a point at which Republicans were doing better at this point in the cycle. It's at least this century. It probably goes way back in the last century. And Pennsylvania, very similar. Republicans doing better at this point than at any point. At any point this century, at least as far as I could find. Now, what types of gains are we talking about here for the Republican Party? Let's compare it to this point during the first Trump administration all the way back in 2017. Look at this. The Republican Party gains in party registration compared to this point back in 2017 during the Trump first administration in Arizona. You got a Republican gain of 3 points. Okay, right. How about Nevada? Up the hill we go, even though we're sticking in the Southwest. A gain of 6 points. How about, again, we come to the East Coast, North Carolina, a gain of 8 points for the Republicans.
Ooh.
And in the Keystone State in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, again, we're talking about a gain of 8 points. My goodness gracious for Republicans.
Okay.
They are converting old former Democrats to their...
All right. So, obviously, the part I wanted you to hear was the part about our state, North Carolina, gone and raise up. Take your shirt off, spin it around your head, twist it around your head like a helicopter. So North Carolina is up and has changed so many registrations to Republican that this guy, who is the king of statistics and polls right now, can't even remember. He couldn't even give you a time. He gave the other states historical dates as to the last time it was like that for Republicans. And the quote-unquote swing state of North Carolina, he couldn't even remember, couldn't think of a year when it had gone that strong Republican in these categories. That's awesome. To be honest with you, I hate living in a swing state. I want to live in a full red state, even though I always think that the Democrat states should be red for communism, the color of communism. But I think they did that on purpose when they started the red and blue map. But I digress. What has happened in North Carolina recently that has hit this state like a huge hurricane of common sense getting to the people? What has happened in the last few months to take this state by storm with real talk, conservative ideals, and everyday real people conversation? Can anybody tell me what the big change in North Carolina has been as of late? Do you know, Isaac? You don't know? Well, I'm going to tell you. There is a guy whose entire public career has been funny morning radio. And he is considered the funniest of all funny morning radio people in the country by his peers in morning radio across the United States of America. But that man, just a few months ago, decided to start volunteering his time. I tell you what, Isaac, will you hit that violin song? I think that's appropriate. We'll just hit that a little early for the rest of my speech here. Thank you. That man decided a few months ago to volunteer his time. If the powers that be that run the most legendary news operation in the state of North Carolina, if they would see fit to let him come in and do a talk radio show with his brand of conservatism mixed with humor and sarcasm, that's what the change has been. They allowed it. They accepted it. The two parties agreed. We won't pay you, but we'll give you a platform. And now, here we are, the state of North Carolina, because of that man that made that small step away from morning radio into the news talk world of conservative radio. We stand as North Carolina being on the verge of not being a swing state any longer. So can you imagine if these 11 listeners, if you as the 11 listeners, tell more people and we continue to grow and grow. Maybe by election time we're up to 47 listeners. We won't even be bothered by having to worry about that disgusting Roy Cooper being elected, or the state of North Carolina ever voting for a Democrat for president again. The train is coming down the track, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to be the engineer of it. I'm so proud of that, and I'm glad that you're with me. I told you, I didn't come here to mess around. I came here to change this world, starting with Charlotte, North Carolina, the biggest city in the state, and then the state, and then beyond, coast to coast. And if you have anything to say, you would like to express your opinion about how thrilled you are about my success on this radio station so far, then you are free to do so. That's the freedom we have. 704-570-1110. You also have the freedom to call or text. I never thought it would happen this fast, though, to be honest with you. I mean, I have been part of taking something and nothing and moving it into something pretty quickly. But never did I dream it would be this magnitude, where I am the voice of the state now. They're even talking about it on CNN. I hate CNN, but even they can't deny we are on a mission, and we won't stop until everybody thinks and acts the way we do, because that's the best way to be. Oh, I should have saved this for the end of the show, because I don't know, I'm exhausted now. This is a lot of weight to carry on your shoulders, you know. I get it. But I am here to carry it. For you. And for freedom. Okay, TJ on the News is coming up next. You don't want to miss that. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. The real stories that people want to know from around the world. It is time for those stories. Young Isaac is here. Lonnie Ray is here. Lonnie Ray is in a good mood tonight, which I'm glad to see, because he's usually... I'm kidding. He's always cool. Yeah. He's always cool. All right, here we go. Lead story. All right, this is an update on a story that we've had in TJ on the News before, just a few weeks ago. You remember the serial butt sniffer story?
Yeah.
Well, a man previously arrested for inappropriate behavior was taken into custody once again after allegedly sniffing a woman's behind inside a Walgreens store in Burbank. Burbank police told NBC4 that 38-year-old Khalees Crowder, also known by officers as the, quote, butt sniffer, end quote, was recognized by store employees who reported the incident shortly after 11 p.m. Officers responded to the scene, spoke with the victim, and took a report. Law enforcement sources said, hey, we know where to locate Crowder, and they arrested him nearby without incident, because Crowder had previously been arrested in Burbank on July 22nd. In connection with similar behavior. So I guess it's about a month ago that we talked about him, and he's out on bail, and he's a registered sex offender. But still walking around accosting women. So I think in some cases and y'all tell me what your feelings are on this, when you have been, you know, I know if you're a registered sex offender, you got to tell everybody in your neighborhood that you moved into the neighborhood and so forth. But I think you should also be required to wear a shirt that says it.
Yeah. Maybe like, some type of little dot or something that, you know, I don't know.
Or just, you know, at your expense though, at the person's expense, a shirt that says, you know, some sort of official seal on it, like the Burbank Police Department registered sex offender. So when you go into Walgreens, people can look and go, oh, all right.
Yeah.
So they said what he would do is that he, in the security footage, woman was looking on the shelf and he squatted down and then leaned over and...
I think you should tattoo it across his forehead. You can take his shirt off.
Yeah.
I think we need to make this official.
But, you know, if he gets seen without the shirt, then he got to go to penitentiary for parole violation and stay there. But that's good. Yeah, after so many instances of this, first of all, he needs to be taken off the street and put into some sort of a hospital prison, hospital penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Find out why he's doing that, what the fetish is, and what it does to him. You know, just to learn about, you know, what makes a freak do what a freak does. You know? But Walgreens, like, why are you coming to Walgreens for that? Mm. We got enough problems. We're having to lock up the shampoo here. Damn. All right, next.
Certain as the sun.
Oh, my God.
Certain as the sun. Rising in the east.
It's Brother Peebo. And Celine. Yes. All right, there's a hot new dating term trending, and it's called Shrekking. Shrekking is when you date down and pick someone you're not attracted to because you think it means they'll be nice.
Oh, makes sense.
But then you find out that not only are they ugly, they're a jerk as well. They're not nice. Most people wouldn't describe the character Shrek as a mean guy, but it's based on the plot where Princess Fiona takes a chance on an ogre. And to be clear, it is also possible to be Shreked by a woman.
Oh yeah.
But it's mostly used when referring to men. Have y'all ever noticed and I don't mean this in a bad way. But have you noticed that our Sheriff McFadden, has a striking resemblance to Shrek? Have you noticed that? Doesn't he look kind of like Shrek?
I can see it.
Most people don't even know his real name. They just say, that's homicide.
That's homicide.
Yeah, that. I love this. From his TV show. That I used to watch called They Call Me Homicide. Ready? You got it? Here we go.
Most people don't even know my real name. They'll say, that's homicide. That's homicide.
That was the opening of every show. Most people don't even know my real name. They just say, that's homicide. That's homicide. That's Shrek. I'm trying to get him, you know, as put out with me as he is Pete Callender during the day. I'm not trying. I'm just saying. I'm just being silly. But juggle him right now. Do a juggle image search. Tell me he doesn't look a little bit like Shrek. Okay, next story. Madonna's doctors have given her some pretty interesting looks in recent past, but that might be coming to an end. Rumor has it she's cooling it with the more intense cosmetic procedures, and ironically, it's because her 29-year-old boyfriend, Hakeem Morris, likes her the way she is. But does he like her the way she is, or does he like her the way she was? Because the way she is now is monstrous.
Yeah,
I mean, she's ghoulish.
He's just like, stop. Don't make it any worse, please.
Hey, I think you're perfect the way you are, you know, looking like something out of Monsters, Inc. So just stop right there. Anything else would be too much.
I love that cartoon.
But a source says, quote, she's starting to listen to Hakeem, who tells her she's beautiful. She doesn't normally listen to anyone but her, but she does to him. She now wants to own being 67 rather than trying to look 27.
Okay.
The source also adds that she's doing less invasive things like LED lights, oxygen facials, and lymphatic drainage things that just give your face a refresh. That sounds pretty extreme.
She's finally listening to this guy. Yeah. He's still lying.
Right.
She's draining her face. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Now, she's 67 and he's 29. And that's just, I say the same thing about her that I say about Coach Belichick. You look ridiculous running around with somebody that much younger than you. But none of my business. People want what they want, but.
You're 67. Why don't you be in a rocking chair and live out, you know, live the rest of your golden days, you know?
Okay, now, I must say, Lonnie, that 67 is not the rocking chair golden days age.
Well, you know,
considering that I'm not, you know, I'm just about, whatever, 55 and 67, whatever the difference in that age is.
But you haven't had as extreme of a life as Madonna. Like, think about Madonna then. Been through some things.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She's time to sit down.
Been through it. Yeah.
You don't have nearly as many, you know, cosmetic surgeries.
No, just about half.
Yeah.
And finally, Hooters has been on life support for a while, and behind the scenes, people are trying to figure out how to administer a defibrillator to it. Earlier this year, Hooters announced plans for a makeover to make it more family-friendly, but since then, more locations have closed, and during the bankruptcy hearings, there's been a battle for control. One of the current bosses, Neil Kiefer, I wonder if that's his real name or he just likes weed. Maybe we could call you Kiefer. We call you Kiefer, man, because you like the Keef. He thinks he can turn things around by balancing the family-friendly thing and the tongue-in-cheek sexy vibe. He says, you can expect to be, quote, delightfully tacky. That's what it used to be called. Waitresses will still wear the orange shorts, but not the bikini-style bottoms that some locations introduced a while back. He adds, I don't think you're going to see a bunch of butt cheeks hanging out. Okay. Well, did they ever hang out? Because Hooters girls wore those tights underneath their shorts and... that's why they wore them. They held everything in there. And the reason I bring this up is because I want to share a quick story with you because we're running up against it here on the time. One of the most frustrating conversations I've ever had in my life was with a Hooters waitress, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I said, why do they make you wear the tights under the shorts? And she said, well, it's just a rule. I said, I know it's a rule, but why is it the rule? Well, because they told us that we had to.
What?
Okay, so is it it's a corporate rule, I get it, and you have to follow it, but why? What is the reason for the rule? Just because they say that we have to do it. And she never got, and I finally just gave up. I mean, what is the rule for? And then another one of the waitresses walked by, and this was back when you still called them waitresses. And she overheard the conversation and she tried to help her and she leaned in and said, it's sanitary reasons. So we're not, you know, hanging out of these shorts because they're so short. I said, okay, thank you. Thank you. Here's what you could do, I think, to help the service at Hooters. If I were ever to go back to a Hooters, I would want to make sure that nobody that I don't know, you know, no stranger sits in the booth with me. I don't want the waitress sitting up in the booth with me and, you know, when my buddy and I go in there, just like, you don't, you know, we're good. We're having conversation here.
Six feet.
Yeah. And that's it for TJ on the News.
The TJ Richey Show. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
The phone number and the text number, 704-570-1110. The WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. There's a lot to make fun of today with this Zoran Mamdani, the guy that's going to be the next mayor of New York. And that comes from some sort of a, I don't know what kind of promotion was going on, some kind of a festival or something where it was about men being men and, you know, they're out there lifting weights. And he jumps down like he's about to bench press. He's got 135 on the bar. He jumps down and he can't even do it once without the spotters lifting it for him. And then somebody's like, go, give me more, give me more, give me three, give me three. And he gets two, and then he doesn't, I don't think he tried for three. He's 32 years old. A man in the prime of his life should be able, you know. If you're not sure you can bench press 135 easily and, you know, multiple times, don't go on that bench. Don't get down there. I think his opponent, Eric Adams, did it about 15 times. He got about 15 reps on it. But here's what we need to focus on right now about this Zohran Mamdani. And this lie that he and others who refer to themselves as Democratic Socialists, like Bernie Sanders. They're not Democrat socialists. They're communists. And he is a communist and an Islamist. So, this story in the New York Post is Democrat mayor frontrunner Zohran Mamdani and his comrades at Democrat Socialists of America want to wipe out the enforcement of all misdemeanor offenses. You got that? In the most recent platform, the group blasts policing and detention as, quote, instruments of class war, end quote, designed to, quote, guarantee the domination of the working class, end quote, and demands an end to what it calls the criminalization of working class survival. Now, I know a lot of you think I'm just a nitpicking fool. When I stress the fact that work and class have no place in a capitalist society like the one in which we live. We don't have class. Class is a communist division of people. In the capitalist society, we have upper income, middle income, and low income. And the thing about capitalism is that you can go from one to the other and back your whole life. You're not stuck in one. With socialism and communism, you're stuck. Everybody's stuck at the bottom except for the powers that be. Okay. So, class war. That's what they're talking about. And if that doesn't sound like just straight Marxism, then I don't know what, if it doesn't sound like it to you, I don't know what to tell you. Here's another quote. For all of the working class to achieve collective liberation, we must constrain, diminish, and abolish carceral forces of the state, from prisons and police themselves to the manifestations in all forms throughout society. Now, that's according to the National Party's latest platform, which was adopted in 2021. And this is Mamdani's people. This is his people. On the campaign trail, Mamdani has repeatedly called for police to stop focusing on what he referred to as non-serious crimes. That's what they're calling misdemeanors. Non-serious crimes. Okay. And then he puts it like some gibberish. Police have a critical role to play, but right now we're relying on them to deal with the failures of our social safety net, which is preventing them from doing their actual jobs. So you see what he's doing is he's been called out on defund the police and I don't see the purpose of prisons and all of these other things that he said. He's trying without saying I didn't mean those things or I don't believe those things anymore. He's trying to just divert people's attention So he and other communists will always say communists like Bernie Sanders and AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all of those, you know, derelicts. They'll always say we want the police to be free to work on the real crimes. We don't want to do away with the police. We don't want mayhem. We want our police to really focus on protecting us from the real crimes. Well, misdemeanors are real crimes, and they know it. They want chaos. They want an end to law and order. They want everything to be destroyed and left in total chaos and complete disarray. In case you're wondering, misdemeanors that he's talking about, or there that group is talking about, no more misdemeanors. They would also take away, you know, there was put in there that that no cash bail, shut down Rikers Island, because anybody that goes in for a misdemeanor is automatically big deal. And then, you know, you don't need to be in a holding cell or in a county jail while you're waiting for your trial to come up. So just a few misdemeanors in New York. Shoplifting up to $1,000. So we've seen that happen where they did away with prosecuting people for that in California. Same type of people. Soros style DAs, drug possession, assault without a weapon, and even driving while intoxicated. All misdemeanors that Mondani and all of his psychos that belong to this socialist, should be called communist, Democrat group. No DUI, just, you know, and talking about the class war of it and how it's destroying these misdemeanors. Laws are destroying the working class. That's so far opposite of what the. And this little weakling. Christian hater, Jewish hater, white people hater, black people hater, brown people hater, Hispanics, that is claiming that he, again, is for the little guy, and just like all the Democrats, he's lying. He's a little piece of trash. He's a lying, hating, disgusting human who can't bench 135 pounds. He's a little worm weakling. Yet he's got all these ideas of how he's going to control everything, all the power. Yeah. All right, hang on. I got more on this coming up. Don't miss it. Hold on.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Truth is,
hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Okay, we're talking about Zoran Mamdani and his Democratic Socialists of America group. There's no such thing as a Democratic Socialist, first of all. That's a bunch of BS. But their position of doing away with misdemeanors is what we're seeing in California, where they have all the shoplifting going on. You can't do anything if they're stealing less than $1,000 worth of merchandise, and then stores are closing. And I mean, all of that is just, I mean, that's what the commucrats want. They want chaos. They hate America. They hate our founders. They hate anybody who would be ancestors who have made this country what it is, which is great. They all hate that. And I'm telling you, Trump should really denaturalize this guy and send him back to Uganda. So let's get back to what this group says that that why they want to do away with the misdemeanors, you know, like assault, shoplifting, drug offenses, like drug possession, DUI, all of that. It's because those laws are, quote, instruments of class war. And it's the criminalization of working class survival. Okay, so first of all, the term working class means nothing. Okay. How many people in this country don't work to make a living? There are some. But they would be the only ones that qualify as not being part of the working class. Now, what communocrats mean when they say working class, they mean people who are poor. So, in all actuality, the what they define as the working class, that is the group that is most in need of police protections from misdemeanors or whatever he calls them, the unimportant crimes or whatever he phraseology the idiot uses, non-serious crimes. So I'm telling you this, and you go, well, what, who cares? It's New York. No, it's not just New York. Our stupid media has made stars out of old crusty Bernie Sanders, that dusty old communist, AOC, a.k.a. Sandy Cortez, Ilhan Omar, who also needs to be denaturalized and deported, and any of the rest of those maniacs in the Democrat Party who do nothing but rip apart our country and do nothing but seek to cause problems in our land instead of fixing problems that we have. They're hell-bent on creating more problems and magnifying the problems that we do have. You know why? Because they suck. That's why they're rotten people. Why do we allow them to be in charge of anything in this country? I don't get it. I don't get it. Everybody knows that this Mamdani is a piece of crap. They know that he's a little shisty, shady, weak worm of a man. So let's talk about his non-serious crimes. I will issue the challenge once again. Mamdani is super wealthy because his parents are wealthy. He's never worked and he's never been successful at anything except getting elected as an assemblyman, and now he's probably going to be the mayor of New York because New York is obviously made up of a bunch of fools. So he's never accomplished anything in his life. He walks around Mr. Wealthy, Mr. Protected, mom and dad's money, and his parents are both stinking communists, in my humble opinion. So you're not interested in these less serious crimes or non-serious crimes. Then get out there and prove it, you little weenie, you. Take your no bench pressing butt into New York City in a high crime area without your security, without anybody, and just take a stroll in your clothes, your fancy clothes, and your jewelry where you wear too many rings and it looks ridiculous on you. Just take a stroll at night and tell us how it goes for you. Just walk through there. Look around at the buildings. Just kind of take in the sights. Mind your own business. Prove to us that these are non-serious crimes. How fast do you think he would be crying if one of these quote-unquote non-serious crimes were on him? Somebody broke into his house and stole $1,000 worth of stuff. Or somebody assaulted him on the street and didn't have a gun. That's a misdemeanor assault in New York. Let's say they assaulted him on the sidewalk. Just like they do hundreds of innocent people a year in New York. Those crazy people out there just looking to jump somebody. Go on the subway and ride it to a high crime area as somebody that is not the famous Zoran Mamdani. None of your boys with you. Not even a cell phone that can call your mommy and daddy to come save you and bring you money so you can pay off the thugs that are about to whip your butt. Just do it. Now, if this were a just world in our just country, our media would be asking him why he doesn't do that. What would you do? What would you do if you were walking down? Why don't you go? When's the last time you've walked by yourself dressed in your fancy clothes through a neighborhood in New York that's a high crime neighborhood? When's the last time you've done that, Zoran? You little dweeb. I think it's time you go back to Uganda. To your parents' huge ranch and mansions and all of that that they have there where you got married, which I think is a sham marriage, just my opinion. I really don't think he's the marrying kind. You know what I'm saying? Man, I wish I had an opportunity to really talk to him, interview him. But he would never, ever go on any type of program with a conservative host or just an unbiased host that wasn't going to just accept everything he said. Somebody that would challenge him, he'll never do it. You know why? Because he's a scared little weenie and he knows that his policies can't stand up to facts. He needs to get on away from here. Take Bernie with him. Take Omar. I know she's from Somalia or wherever, but take her to damn Uganda with him. Put her on the compound out there with in your mansion and all that. I don't care. Y'all just need to get up out of here. This is America, and we want to keep it that way. All right, I got to take a break. Hang on.
The TJ Ritchie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Yeah.
Thank you.
ramming, jamming, slamming on a roll. So, Kilmar Abrego Garcia is on his way to Uganda. Because I thought it was funny. They said, see you later. You gone to get out of here. You get it? You get it? You don't get it. So I didn't have any idea the power that that these liberal protesters have. Now, mainly when you look at a bunch of liberal protesters nowadays, it just looks like a bunch of white-haired old hippies looking back for their heyday, you know. Bunch of old geriatric marchers, you know. Not that I'm making fun of elderly people for being elderly, but I am making fun of them for being old libs, useless libs. So I've always said that a lot of these protesters, when they come out, they're just looking for attention, and they're constantly having to, you know, bang a drum or do some sort of an interpretive dance or whatever. They look at it as an opportunity to come showcase their talent that nobody will voluntarily watch them or listen to them do. But I didn't know that there's a rapid response choir out there. But I found out today when they went out to help Abrego Garcia before he was sent off to Uganda. I mean, I'd be scared of this bunch. They mean business. Listen.
The Trump administration says he will be deported to Uganda, sparking protests and even a song from a group that calls itself the Rapid Response Choir.
Kilmar is our neighbor. You can't have him, Trump. No! Kilmar is our neighbor. You can't have him, Trump.
So catchy. So clever. And President Trump said, I don't want him. That's why he's going to Uganda. Bye. I mean, these people have no shame, and I guess they have nobody that loves them to say, hey, listen, Papa, don't go out there and make a fool of yourself singing some stupid song like that. He's not your neighbor. He's an illegal alien and, quote unquote, suspected, accused, spousal abuser, beating up his wife, human smuggling, gang affiliations, the whole thing, allegedly. And the Rapid Response Choir wearing these ridiculous pink vests. Man. You know, I can sing a little bit. My family, I come from a musical family. Do they have a Charlotte chapter of the Rapid Response Choir? Because if they do, I'm going to audition for that. I'm going to get all up in that. But I'm going to do it as a undercover reporter. You know, like when those guys from the FBI pretended to be Hell's Angels. I'm going to do that with the Rapid Response Choir. I'm going to get up in there. I'm going to go, hey, I'm a baritone. Put me in there with the baritones. Because I can't bear your tones. You suck. That's what I'm going to say. All right. And then, something serious here when I'm telling you that these people are not just coming in and wanting to hold office and wanting to have power in cities and all of that. They want the entire destruction of U.S. America. And here is, I'm pretty sure this came from an event in Dearborn, Michigan, where they call Dearbornistan. These people are just, this guy is not afraid to say what their intentions are. Listen.
For the people of Gaza is going to be more Gaza. Of the message that should be sent to the people here, in that they have achieved victory. We haven't done anywhere near enough. And the people here, I promise you, we do feel ashamed. We do feel like we're not doing enough. We do feel like change needs to come, because change must come. And in the form that it must come is that this empire, the American empire, that's been hurting our people since the beginning, the imperial Western powers that have been hurting our people since the beginning, they must fall. And inshallah, inshallah, they will fall. And my message to the people of Gaza and oppressed peoples across the world is that there are people here, both young and old, who are going to be willing to fight and are willing to put their lives and everything they can on the line to bring these empires down, because they must.
You hear that? Now, did he sound like that he just got into this country? Did he come into the country in the open border that the Biden administration had going? Is that what he sounds like? No. Sounds like he's been here. He's been here. And didn't sound like he was unsure about his message, did it? And what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to sit around, not do anything because we don't want to be called racist. Are we still playing that game? You know, that's the way this whole thing has worked, right? You come in, you tear down America, you speak out against America. And if anybody says anything about America being the best, and we're not going to let anybody take it over from some third world nation, and if you want to live under Sharia law, go back to where you came from. That's racist, right? That's cruel. Are we still playing that game? Because that game's not getting us anywhere. You know what that game is getting us? Pieces of crap like him. Bravely, boldly, proudly saying that they're going to fight by any means necessary to bring down the American empire. Just remember how telling it was on 9/11 when the hijackers crashed those planes into the buildings and into the Pentagon and into the ground, and our Democrats and our liberal activists immediately said, we need to find out why they hate us so much. What are we doing to make them hate us so much? Right then, you get the feeling that you're cooked. You got people leading you and people who have a voice who are just complete morons. Morons. So that's why I say you've got to elect Republicans for every office, not just Republicans, but as conservative of a Republican as you can get in every office. Not just the presidency, all of them. Because you see what electing a leftist mayor will get you? The same thing. Okay. I think we had a pretty energetic and fun show tonight. I enjoyed it, whether you did or not. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it. Mark Levin is coming up next. He's the great one. And remember, God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.